You're listening to Valley Public Radio. The Central Valley is often considered the epicenter of poverty in California, but one Fresno-based nonprofit thinks they've found a way to lift more families off the bottom of the economic ladder. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports on the work of the Fresno Bridge Academy.
Benigno Garza, who goes by Benny, knows exactly what he wants in life.
Because I want my own home. I want a big home for my wife and kids, and I want a boat. I want things.
But recently, the 36-year-old came to a realization.
And you can't get that on welfare.
But he didn't know the way forward, so he signed up for the Fresno Bridge Academy with the hopes of finding a better life for himself, his wife, their 8 kids, and 1 grandchild. Garza has a tough background. His parents divorced when he was 1. In his teens, he was in a gang. In his 20s, he spent 3 years in prison.
Yeah, that case kind of like ruined my life career. I really wanted to be a correctional officer. I wanted to work with kids, juveniles. I've been through that young life, so I wanted to do that.
Garza says the felony conviction is a big part of the reason he found himself working for near minimum wage and doing tattoos part-time. He receives food stamps, TANF, housing assistance, and is on Medi-Cal. Now, thanks in part to the help he received through the academy, he's on his way to obtaining an auto body repair certificate that could double his hourly pay. Garza says he's tried other anti-poverty programs in the past, but was still stuck in a rut. This is where the academy came in. They showed him the way through the confusing maze of assistance programs, helped with expenses like gas, books, and a school uniform, and helped restore his self-confidence that he can succeed.
Well, I kind of gave up too, though. You know what I mean? Like, my background with my background, and I was kind of getting given up, like, you know, no one's going to help, you know what I mean? Actually, this place, I mean, like I said, I came to this place, and it kind of raised my hopes again.
That is the bridge in the name of the Fresno Bridge Academy, says founder Pete Weber. Weber says he started the program after growing frustrated by the entrenched poverty in the Central Valley.
Think about the number of people that we have in poverty in Fresno, and think about bridging those people from poverty to self-reliance. That's what the purpose of the Fresno Bridge Academy is.
Weber says there are 92 federal anti-poverty programs all broken into a bewildering constellation that doesn't help permanently lift families from poverty. The Bridge Academy is one of just 2 nonprofit programs on the West Coast that have received federal support for their work in this field. The key difference compared to other anti-poverty programs, according to Weber, is working with families on a close personal level to show them the path to new careers, more education, or helping with life skills.
It turns out that moving people out of poverty is a very relationship-intensive business.
Weber says they help the entire family with whatever they need, whether it's knowing the right people to talk to for a job, learning how to make a family budget, or helping with the children's schooling. And according to their data, it works, with roughly 80% of people who've gone through the program improving their earnings.
About 30% of the families achieve self-reliance within 18 months. No more public assistance, no more food stamps, no more Medi-Cal. They are now on their feet. They are self-reliant, taking no public assistance.
At the heart of the Bridge Academy is what they call career and family navigators, who partner closely with each family to find out what they need and help them get there. One of those navigators is Ashley Olivava. She says finding the Bridge Academy is the first step, but even for people who show that initiative, it can be incredibly confusing to know what to do and where to go to get started.
So that's why we're here as well. We provide resources for everything that they need to do. We do the research with them and show them the different options that they do have. They know what they want, but they don't know where to go for it. And that's where we come in and kind of give them all that information.
Olivava says much of what she does boils down to providing support and motivation for her clients to keep pushing forward.
A lot of them just have the lack of motivation. They don't have anyone motivating them to do it. They don't have motivation themselves where they feel that they can actually accomplish this. And a lot of the times we're just their cheerleaders. We're here to help them and motivate them and remind them that they're not alone and that we are the ones rooting for them.
Today, they are getting a $200,000 grant from the James Irvine Foundation that over the next 2 months will enable them to take the academy to other parts of the valley. The first new branch will be in San Joaquin County. They believe that if it can work in Fresno, then it can help lift people out of poverty throughout the Central Valley. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.